I've just gotten so used to these stories, man. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, even if I try making this stuff up, you can't. They continue. They're nonstop. All you got to do is log into a dating app and start the chatting. And you deal with the madness. You deal with the craziness. You deal with the people that have a skewed type of thinking. They're all fucked up. They're all jaded. And it's very fascinating because I could sit here and cling on to hope, but logic is just telling you over and over through these experiences and through these podcasts that most of these people on here, they got some issues, right? And, you know, but shout out to this girl. She actually let me go ahead and say, because I went ahead and let her know. I'm saying, hey, I'm going to do a podcast. Is that okay? And I'm going to go in on you. She said, sure. All right. Sounds good. So this girl went ahead and messaged me. And the first thing she asked me, how old are you? Now, one of the things that in this dating app it does, the one that we're exchanging messages in, is that you can't go past a certain date range. So if I'm trying to talk to a 25-year-old and I'm 41, it's not going to let me do that. It's going to say, nope, you can't do that. So what I did in that particular app, I said, okay, I'm going to put my age younger, but I'm going to disclose it. I'm going to put it in my heading. I'm going to put it in the body of my description. Let it be known, hey, I'm 41 or I'm 40. I think it's 40. I didn't update it yet. But yeah, I said that I'm not 21, right? So when a girl asks me this, how old are you? I already know automatically. You didn't read the profile. And I say it on my profile. That's the one thing that I always tell people. I always have girls say, well, I read profiles. No, you fucking don't. You may be the exception, but most people don't. Okay, this girl was one of those. She falls back into the generality of, nope, she didn't even read the profile. So the first thing, she looks at my picture, and she goes, how old are you? And I go, 41. Says it on my profile. She goes, no, it says 21 on your profile. No, you got to read the profile. Right? So she goes ahead and does it. Then the next question, I mean, you already know you're getting off to a bad start when you get a question like this. Why are you trying to rob the cradle? And I'm saying to myself, wow, I mean, this is the way, you must be a great catch, because when you're either trying to win an argument, you're trying to solidify something you already feel about men with my criteria that's exuding, or you just combative in nature. I'm looking at this girl. She's not white. She's got three stars tattooed it on her shoulder. She has a big-ass golden necklace with hearts everywhere, and she has a wig, okay? Says she's 21, doesn't want to mention her body type, and says she has an associate's degree. Okay, we'll get into that later. So I'm like, all right, whatever. So she's telling me why I want to rob the cradle. And one of her pictures in her profile, guess who it is? She has a picture of R. Kelly. So she's giving me a hard time about it, but yeah, she has an R. Kelly picture in her profile. I mean, you see where this is going? Anyway, so I'm like, well, I mean, and she goes on to basically berate me, saying that men my age are either controlling or abusive, and women don't want to do nothing with you. Little girls don't want to do nothing with you, so you must be abusive or controlling, and they must be desperate to be with a man like you. I mean, wow, what a start, huh? I mean, this girl is a keeper. She's a fucking keeper going out like this. And I said, oh, wow, I mean, this is pretty extreme that you think this way off the bat. You haven't even asked me questions. She's automatically assuming that I'm here preying on little girls, trying to manipulate them without even getting my story. That's what she's thinking. She's thinking she's one of them. Obviously, you're not, but okay, I'll entertain you. And I told her, look, I don't want to go ahead and give you a hard time because you look like a stripper to me and is trying to get money, but I didn't come out like that, did I? And, you know, she just goes, man, you know, men, that's the only reason old men go for girls half their age. I mean, no, you dumbass. We don't go for that. I mean, in my case, I don't. A lot of men don't. A lot of men go for younger women because younger women want men like us. We're stable. We're mature. Okay? We got stuff settled. We're not out there partying. We're not out there going out. there's an attraction to that for a woman your age, if you're 21, and especially if you have kids, because you're not trying to do that. And anyway, she went out to just ask me questions, just, you know, just being, I mean, she says she's mixed, but she's black. And, you know, I already know, you, the black girls are just all up on me. Like, they just, off the bat, they're being defensive. But that's how they are. Like I said, I don't play that game. And it's not that I don't date black girls. It's that I stay away from that attitude. When you're exuding that defensive attitude and trying to be right, yeah, it's like, look, you've listened to a lot of Beyonce. You've listened to a lot of Mary J. Blige. You listen to a lot of women empowering songs that make you feel that men that you run into are all pieces of shit and you have to build and you have to make them better because they're, and you're going to have to go ahead and let them know that you're not the one to fuck with. Look, good for you, right? But you get in that mold. Let me just give you some advice. You get in that mold once the guy shows you he's that way. Just like you show me you're a bitch, you're a hard-headed, defensive, insecure woman, because that's the a little girl, because you're going at me off the bat without even knowing me. It's like that's, you have to back that off. You have to understand that you don't, that's not attractive. And look, if you find that attractive, if you're saying that's you, great. Well, keep searching. And you're going to have a guy that's just going to treat you like shit. Or are you going to be walking around like a dog because he's going to be emasculated? Yeah, whoop-de-fucking-do. Right? And by the way, go ahead and get you some body shots of yourself because your wig and your tattoos are not attracting anybody that's going to be any quality. Okay? But so anyway, so we go ahead and she's telling me people have my, basically saying I'm a predator. And I'm saying to myself, whoa, I mean, not really. I mean, I'm not being a predator because it's one of those things that she fails to understand this. And I explained it to her. I said, well, the reason I'm dating somebody or I'm trying to date somebody younger is mostly because of the opportunity to have kids if we have a long-term commitment. That's it. And I'm not turning that down. I'm not going to shut that option down if I'm still biologically able to do it and if I still crave it, okay? And she's saying to me, well, you can go ahead and adopt. That's never an issue. What you mean adopt? No, I have the urge to do it. I have the urge, you dumb bitch. What don't you get from that? If you're able to have kids at 35 and you only have one, do you want to adopt? If you really wanted your one, then put one in your pussy and pop one out? Or do you want to adopt one? If you have the choice. I mean, fucking wake up, dumbass. You're not dealing with a dumb guy that's out to get pussy. Pussy comes and goes. I can pay for pussy. It's equal as like a date. All right? Taking your ass to a date with no fucking head versus me paying $150, $100, whatever it is, and get me some head from somebody, it's not a fucking deal to me, okay? You're not that special. You're not that hot, okay? Deal with it. And you're not that smart. But she goes on to say that's basically what guys like me want. We just want to manipulate, abuse little girls. I'm like, dude, I got a daughter. I'm not into that type of games. I've been there, done that. And I'm just looking for somebody that if it turns out long term, there's no rush. And we definitely can have that option to having kids. And then she goes, well, I don't understand that. You know, she basically was telling me that, why don't you have kids when you're young? So that just tells you how ignorant this person is because, okay, so you want me to have kids at the age that you saying you're having kids? Because in your profile, you say you have kids, right? You're 21 and you have kids. So you telling me I should have been popping them in high school or right after high school? What do you mean by that? Because that's what I didn't do. I went ahead and did the college route. Let me just teach you something about life that you're going to teach your kid because you didn't do it yourself. You want your kid to at least finish high school, okay, hopefully without opening their legs. And if they're smart enough and if they have a passion for something that needs college education, then you want them to do it. Okay, and my daughter, just to let you know, my daughter is going to be just fine, but it's one of those deals that if she wants to be a mom, I'm going to let her know, hey, you want to be a mom, you better go get at least a college degree in something, because you are going to be providing for your child. You can't expect that man, especially at that age, to provide for you, okay? Now men at 22 or 23 are thinking about having families, having kids, FYI. But you learned that the hard way, right, didn't you? You went ahead and popped a kid, and you don't know what you're doing now. And right now you're going online dating, trying to go and bash on men that exude good quality, just or try to find any reason to put them down. Good for you. If that makes you feel better about yourself, so you can go talk to your friends about what this nigga did or didn't do with these chump-ass motherfuckers or these whatever you fucking call it these days, right? What do you call those guys now? I don't even know. You know, it's usually a slang or something like that. Oh, fuck boys. That's what they do. Fuck boys. Yeah, go for it. But yeah, but she goes ahead and asks me, why didn't I have a kid? I'm like, you know, this is a fucking retarded question. So, you know, she starts talking about, oh, you're not educated. She tells me I'm not educated because I didn't give her the proper response when she asked how old I was. And I said, no, bitch, look at my fucking profile. I said it to you in the beginning. She goes, I'll give you that. Okay, yeah. You're trying to win an argument here. That's basically what that lets me know. You're trying to just state your opinion, go there, and have to say what you have to say. Good for you. If that's what makes you feel good, if that's your cup of coffee in the morning, good for you. And I go ahead, so I start turning the tables on. So what is your education in? What is your current education in? She goes, oh, I have a business degree, a criminal justice degree, and she has like 3 degrees. But then on her profile says she has an associate's degree. So let me give you a tip. When you say you got an associate's degree, to me, I know you're lying. So I know that you probably went to a college class and you dropped out. No problem. Congratulations. You tried it. A for effort. But to sit there and not know what you have on your profile and then try to talk to me about what you have or whether you've updated it or not, I don't know. But you're talking about it as if you, bitch, you're not fooling me the way you're talking, the way you're typing. Ain't no way no one's giving you a degree with that, especially 3 degrees. Do you understand what kind of life you have if you had 3 degrees? Do you understand the type of work you have to put in? I mean, geez, I was trying to get a minor and I had to put in a lot of time in the beginning. I clept out of Spanish. I could have gotten mass communications or even psychology, but I didn't do any of that. I just went straight business. But for a girl to tell me that three degrees and you have kids, you have a fucking wig, right? I mean, it's a fucking wig with tattoos on your shoulder and a big necklace, and you have no other pictures but like a driver's license picture model as your main page. Yeah, you're not fooling anybody. You're definitely not where you need to be, and it's unfortunate because your kids are going to suffer. And you're going to be teaching your kids about the value of getting education, but you don't know shit about it because you haven't done it yourself. That's the reality of it. And when you have men of good quality, no matter if they're 40, 50, 10, 15, treat men with respect when you talk to them until they give you a reason for you to be a bitch and for you to tell them that you're not the one, then do it. Be nice. That's who I am. I'm respectful. You see, like this side of me, this is what comes out when I deal with somebody as stupid as you, someone that's as ignorant as you, someone that hasn't gotten a bit of life out of them yet. Your life is fucked up because now you have a kid and you're not going to experience half the things that I did to know where I need to be, okay? You're going to learn the hard way. Well, you're learning the hard way as it is. And now what it is, what is it going to do? You're not going to take care of yourself. Look, you probably don't even look good at 21. That's the reason why you didn't even have a body pickup, okay? Then you're going to go ahead and talk shit about an older man. But guess what? When you're 40, if you look like shit now where you don't even want to put a body pic of yourself, can you imagine how you're going to be 20 years from now? You think men are going to fall in love with that great personality that you have? You think men are going to really want to deal with that type of personality? Really? And then deal with your kid on top of that? And you have no education, no background, no nothing? Yeah, I'll see you at the call center. You know, I'll see you at McDonald's. Yeah, get my shit done with no pickles, please. Thank you. And I don't mean to be condescending, but that's just the reality of the path that you're going, unless you wake the fuck up. But I don't think people like you do. That's what I've learned in the past, is that when people like you act the way you do and think and say the things you do, Lord, have mercy on you, because you're going to be the reason why I have to keep a high profile. You're the reason why I'm going to have to keep pronunciating the words right and dressing properly and acting white, because I have to fight the stereotype that you're giving off. Thank you. And when you have a man like me that I am educated and I have student loans and certificates and all these degrees in my closet for some reason that I don't need to show off anywhere, but the student loans are there. I guarantee you that. But I have all these things going on, right? Stable. And you're going to go ahead and give me a hard time saying all men of my age are looking to destroy little girls? No fucking way. You better get your shit together, girl. I don't know what kind of idiots you're dealing with. And, you know, and but I understand that, though. You probably haven't been further than your block, your neighborhood. You've grown up in it. I think that's just the reality of it, right? You haven't been around. You haven't traveled. I mean, that's why you ask the dumb questions. And then when I ask you, you know, what do you do for work? You tell me, have a nice day. But of course you don't work. But of course you just stay home because you're probably living off the government. You're probably having some drama. You're probably living at home with mom, right? Something. At the end, you're not even able to provide for yourself. You can't even stand up for yourself. And yeah, I'm passing judgment on you because you're passing judgment on me. But I never said any of that, did I? And that's the difference in how you act with people. You go ahead, you be respectful until they give you a reason to be an asshole. And in my case, a pure dickhead. And it's not about me thinking I'm better than you, because obviously we're talking, right? But when you start coming at me and trying to generalize me and not generalize me, but stereotype me into that I'm a man that's predatorial and you haven't even asked me any questions about anything, then that leads me to believe that you've been fucked up, you've been dealt with that way, and you have a lot of resentment towards older men like me. And I'm sorry you feel that way. I'm going to pray for you, all right? I'm going to go ahead and have a little prayer, and I'm actually going to have the sermon from the pastor. So I wish you the best of fucking luck, because you need it. And to all my listeners out there in United Kingdom, Sweden, Canada, Philippines, Australia, United States, you know, you guys in the States know the deal. I don't think these people out there in the world know like how crazy this world is with these ghetto-fied ladies thinking they're all empowered and shit. They don't even know how to fucking handle a checking account. They don't even know how to go ahead and get a loan. And they're trying to go ahead and give me a hard time and try to put you down without knowing anything about you. Shame on you, girl. You know, it could have been good, but nah, you're too ugly anyway.